Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Vasudev Bipra. Mahaprabhu had just started on his pilgrimage to the south from Neelachal. On the way, he came to a holy place called Kurmasthan. He spent a whole day there, singing and dancing in ecstasy, the entire populace joining him in the singing of Lord's name. Next morning, he left the place and proceeded onward on his Padayatra. Immediately after his departure, a Brahmin named Vasudev Bipra came there to see the Lord. Vasudev was a very devout man, but was afflicted with leprosy. But he was totally oblivious of his condition, as he used to be absorbed in his devotion to God, and his faith was very strong. His body was of no concern to him, although it was full of sores that were seeping and infested with maggots. The worms were his only companions, as the foul odor from his body kept people far, far away from him. If one of the maggots would fall off his body, he would carefully pick it up and place it back on his body. One night, he heard that the Lord himself had come in the guise of a sannyasi, singing the Lord's name and roaming from place to place. Desperate to have a glimpse of the Lord, Vasudev Bipra started moving towards Kurmasthan. Feeble and ill, his progress was slow, as he sometimes walked, sometimes sat, and sometimes crawled towards his destination. By the time he arrived, Mahaprabhu had already left that place. On finding him gone, Vasudev wept. O Lord, I could not get your darshan. In the agony of his despair, he fainted. At that very moment, somewhere on the road, Mahaprabhu stopped in his tracks, as if he was carefully hearing something. I am coming, he said, and turned around and started back towards Kurmasthan. Fast as lightning, he reached that place where Vasudev was lying on the ground, sobbing in disappointment. Lifting him up with both his arms, Mahaprabhu locked Vasudev in a tight embrace. On the Lord's divine touch, Vasudev's leprosy was immediately cured and he was released from all bondage. Vasudev found that his body had been transformed into a lustrous golden color with no trace of his disease. Falling at the feet of Mahaprabhu, he wept. O Lord of mercy, what have you done? No one dares to come close to me. And you have held me close to your heart, which is the residence of Sri Lakshmi. Only the Supreme God is capable of such an action, as both the deserving and the undeserving are both dear to you. But now I am in anxiety. As long as I was in untouchable, my mind was free of pride, which is why I could attain you. But now that I have got a beautiful body, I am afraid that I will not remain humble anymore. Once pride enters my mind, then I will lose you, O Lord. Hearing these words of Vasudev, Mahaprabhu's heart melted and tears streamed down his eyes. He thought, today Vasudev has defeated me. He addressed Vasudev, a devotee like you will never be overtaken by arrogance. Your duty now is to serve the people of Utkal with devotion, bringing them close to God. Your life should be a seva yagya. Saying this, he departed. Vasudev Bipra was a physician by profession. Thus, directed by Mahaprabhu, he spent the rest of his life bringing succor to the sick and needy in Orissa. Thank you. Hare Krishna.